Joe DeFrancesco was a high school student in Cincinnati when he was introduced to John Brown's Body, the Pulitzer Prize-winning narrative poem by Stephen Vincent Benet. Decades later, as a documentary filmmaker in Marin County, he still harbored a deep desire to mount a theatrical production of it, similar to the one that ran on Broadway in 1953. And he finally succeeded in, of all places, San Quentin.
I had no money, and I thought, okay, if I could get prisoners who were there for a long time, I could maybe do something. So that's how it came about. It was really not a matter of me trying to go in and do something good for the prisoners. The good came out of it, but I was selfish going into it, I promise.
Officially, he was allowed behind the walls just to teach acting classes.
I said, I'm going to stay here till they throw me out, and they never threw me out.
DeFrancesco had not spelled out his greater intentions to the prison administration, but he gradually revealed them to the inmates in his classes.
It was a tough sell because it's a play about race. It's a play about the Civil War. And, of course, a lot of the guys coming in to try to be a part of this were black guys or brown guys, along with plenty of white guys. But I knew all of them would know a good deal about this story because it's our story. It's an American story. And so it was very close to the bone.
Eventually, he won permission to move forward with an actual production, but there was never any thought about documenting it.
I was told, you will not record anything. Not a photograph, not a sound, not a picture, nothing.
More than 2 years into the project, DeFrancesco and his 9-man cast had to give a work-in-progress preview to then-warden Jeannie Woodford, who liked what she saw, set the dates for 2 full performances in November 2002, and allowed one other key change.
With about a month and a half to go before the performance, they said, if you want to record this, you can.
So, with a full crew filming, the performances unfolded in the prison chapel.
The question was, how would the men perform, because they'd never been on the stage to perform the whole thing. When they did, the alchemy of theater happened. Everything came together, and they did it almost perfectly.
It was a rare and successful event, one never to be repeated. But somehow, that wasn't the end of it.
I was getting these letters, and they even dealt with the play. They were descriptive of what was going on, and it was clear from their letters that they had absorbed this difficult piece, and they would give me their favorite lines. So I kept thinking, this is really quite eloquent. I wonder if I could ever get back in there, talk to these men. I'll bet you I could make a film about their comments and what it meant to them, juxtaposed with excerpts from the play itself.
Doing that took nearly 3 times as long as mounting the show in the first place, but the result is a unique and powerful film, John Brown's Body at San Quentin, which premiered a year ago at the Mill Valley Film Festival.
Yes, it is about the play. It is about the beautiful language. It is about the men actually absorbing the language of poetry and enjoying it. And then finally, you watch transformation happen in front of you, and you believe it. And you at least have to go away saying, wow, maybe it's true. People can change.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.